You can still find a few old historic log cabins in this country. Many are museums of early pioneer life. You know you have an important one, though, when you put that log cabin inside another building in order to protect it. I'll take you to one of those places on this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Doris Call at the Saline County, Nebraska Historical Society shares the story of one of the oldest and most historic buildings you'll find in this part of the state.
Back in 1864, Wenzel and his wife Katharina Zizek immigrated from Bohemia, moved to the United States. 4 years later, they settled on a farm about 10 miles southwest of Dorchester.
The family initially built a dugout to live in, but soon constructed a small log cabin.
They had two children that came with them when they moved in here. Children at the time were 9 and 14. The son was Joseph. He married him and his wife moved in with his parents into the one-room log cabin.
And soon they began building extra room in that cabin for the newlyweds. Over the next couple of decades, some improvements were made. But as was typical then, successive family members used the same cabin, sometimes at the same time.
From 1875 was the first Zizek was born in this house. 1907, the last one. There were 8 Zizeks born in this cabin, over 4 generations.
Over time, the family built large and more comfortable accommodations, but they kept the cabin. And over 150 years later, the cabin is still here to see.
In 1971, they donated the cabin to the Dorchester Museum. At that time, they poured a cement floor here. They loaded up the log cabin, moved it here, and they built a building over the log cabin. So the log cabin is here on the property, and it's all contained inside of a building.
The historic cabin is a good example of what the first settlers built for homes, and is just one of the many buildings you can see here. Traveling the countryside in Dorchester, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.